It's time for Nothing But Sex. Hosted by Maxim sex columnist Vanessa Delaggi. Fierce, unapologetic, politically incorrect, the topics will whet more than just your appetite. Let's journey through taboo sexual terrain with a delicious earful of Nothing But Sex. Here's Vanessa.
Welcome back to my podcast. Today I am going to be recording an episode that a lot of people have asked me to make. It is called Double Penetration. Basically, I wrote a column in 2015 or 2016 called The Joys of Double Penetration from a Female Perspective. It was published in Penthouse magazine, and it is my most popular sex column that I've ever written to date. So a lot of people always say, oh, you're going to write a podcast about it. Can you make a YouTube video about it? Yada, yada. So I sort of thought I've kind of had to work up to it, because writing it is one thing, but having to talk about it, because it's very intimate, double penetration, having to talk about it to, you know, thousands of people that are listening is quite confronting, even for me, even though I'm sitting on my bed at the moment by myself and no one can see me or hear me, because I know people are going to listen to it. It feels very, very intimate, and I feel a little bit scared, but here I go. So I first got double teamed in my 20s, I believe. It was something that I had fantasized about for a long time before I actually took the plunge. Oh my God, took the plunge. There's a great sentence that pretty much sums it up, taking the plunge, doesn't it? So it's kind of hard to get into position. It's not something that can be rushed, and it can be, if you haven't done it, like obviously it gets easier when you've done it a few times and you've lined it all up. I mean, I always sit on top of the cock and have a cock come in, obviously, from behind. That's the best way to do DP that I've found. And also there is a rule. I know not many men will like this, but it's always the smaller penis gets the ass. That's just because, well, it's obvious what it's because if it's a fucking massive cock, it is just going to destroy you. And even though that I am into a destruction and being destroyed, I don't want to be wearing nappies at 46 or 47. I'm 45 now, but, you know, I don't want to be wearing nappies. So, I will just take the smaller penis, thank you very much, out of the two penises. So what does it feel like? It feels pretty fucking glorious. I never believed that a woman could have anal orgasms, but she can. I've had them. And when you're having anal orgasms at the same time that you're having vaginal orgasms, and at the same time you're having clitoral orgasms, and then also if you have a cock in your mouth, so that's triple penetration, fuck. You literally feel like you have been transported up to heaven. It is that fucking hot. I also wrote a column called The Fullness of Sex. And it was funny because when I was looking up the fullness of sex on Google, it brings up all this stuff about Christ. And I'm like, no, I don't want any images of religion at this moment when I'm writing about this. But if you go on my website, vanessadelaggi.net, and look up The Fullness of Sex, that talks about the filling up of sex and how it feels quite hot to have all your orifices, your mouth, your asshole, your vagina, you know, to feel so full. It is quite the experience, and one that every woman should try at least once. Now, double penetration obviously doesn't necessarily mean anal and vaginal. It can mean mouth and ass. It can mean mouth and vaginal. It can mean vaginal and ass. You know, there's so many orifices, you can work out the maths. But you just have to, much like with good anal sex. You have to prepare for it. So it's not something that you go out on a Friday night and you just decide to do DP. I'm going to call it DP from now on. DP is short for double penetration, obviously. But, it's not something that you go out on a Friday night and you just decide to do it just out of the blue spontaneously. And I guess people do, but it's not something that I would do. To keep it nice and clean and to make it a beautiful experience, you want to be prepared. So you prepare with having juice fasts up to half a week before, 3 days before. You have an enema 24 hours before, and you prep. And you also don't want to be with dogs. You want to be with guys that have some intelligence and some kind of respect, and perhaps guys that have already experienced anal sex before. Often men that have not experienced anal sex before, men that are doing anal sex for the first time, they often push their cock in, just straight in, and you never, never, ever, ever do that. You have to dip. You have to dip your penis when you're going in anal. It's not like a vagina. So, yeah, you dip it a little bit and you work it out. You have to be intuitive. So what else can I say about it? So, yeah, you just want to feel relaxed. It's not something that you want to be forced into. It should be a beautiful, beautiful experience. With porn, they show the guys, the porn stars, changing spots, and he pulls out of her ass and then he goes to her mouth and da, da, da. And you've got to remember, they are stopping filming, and then that is all being cut together. It's not one shot. So you cannot do that in reality, because there's things like STDs, etc., and just, cleanliness. So you decide earlier on who's taking the vagina, who's taking the ass, and then if you want to swap, it's a new condom, it's a wipe down, you've got to keep everything clean and everything spotless, and make sure that you are wearing condoms, etc. I mean, if your husband or your partner or whatever, someone that you trust, and you're on the pill or whatever, and you've both had your STD tests and stuff, and you want him to come in your ass or whatever, that's your business. I'm not judging you on that. It can be quite nice when a guy comes in your ass, just like when he comes anywhere else, it can kind of feel like a completion. But yeah, you kind of, all of that, and it's very, very uncomfortable. All of that has to be discussed prior, like adults, and don't do it with immature men that act like boys. That's what I will say, because I've been there and the experience is very, very bad, because they have no idea what they're doing. They think they're fucking porn stars. They've probably watched too much porn and they think, oh fuck, I'm going to fucking get to DP this fucking slut, eh? Yeah, you don't want that. Go with men that respect you, that enjoy sex, that want to give you pleasure, that care about your pleasure, because it's not just about them sticking it in your ass or sticking it in your pussy and their visualization and their arousal. It's about us women. It's about us getting off and having these massive orgasms coming from all ways, clitoral, anal, vaginal. And then if you're turned on by giving head like I am, it's like a fucking, it's out of this world. So I am going to leave it there. But if you would like to read more about double penetration from a female perspective, if you type into Google the joys of double penetration, a female perspective, Penthouse Magazine, Vanessa DeLargy, or go to my website, you will find it on my website where I go into it in more detail. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm sorry if I sound a little bit like, because even for me, isn't it funny? I'm a sex columnist. I talk about sex all the time. But even for me, it feels like a little bit dirty, a little bit naughty, even speaking about it. Because it's still taboo, and it's definitely taboo for a woman to talk about it and to say that she loves it and enjoys it. But it's important that I made a podcast about it. So I will see you in my next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
If you liked what you heard here, hit subscribe in your podcast app to get every episode. and share it with whoever you dare. You can see more about Vanessa at vanessadelargy.net. Thanks for listening to Nothing But Sex. Please come again.